my response to the decision being made by the Justice Minister to revoke the registration fees for the political parties is welcome at my capacity as a legal representative of the 14 political parties, which were blocked out intentionally by the Political Parties Council by imposing an exorbitant registration fees.
And when such opinions are expressed by the top lawyer or the top legal officer in the country, what should happen? I mean, what should happen now?
What should happen is that this is the decision of the minister must be implemented by the chairperson of the Political Parties Council by starting registering the political parties, seeking for registration in accordance with the Political Parties Council or Political Parties Regulation of 2015, since the 24 is still under amendment. So I expect the chairperson of the Political Parties Council to immediately start by implementing the ministerial legal opinion to register political parties seeking for registration. Since the issue of these dollars has been declared null and void.
With the nullification of the $75,000 for both provisional and registration, a provisional license and registration. How much are the political parties going to pay now for registration?
20,000 was provided under the Political Parties Regulation of 2015, including 14 political parties which were registered from 2014 up to 2018 were registered in accordance with the regulation of 2015. And that regulation is the one providing for the 20,000 South Sudan pounds as a registration fees. Therefore, if it is now declared by the minister that this regulation of 2015 is still in force until the amendment is made, simply what is in that regulation is 20,000.
If these amendments are done for 2024 on the Political Parties Act or Political Councils Act regarding registration, what are the guarantees that they will not come back to the $75,000? I mean, is there any indication that they will change the figures to $75,000 as opposed to 20,000 South Sudanese pounds?
Since that regulation is not now in force, the amendment is still under process, so it will not be taken back, and that is what we call the principle of non-retrospectivity. What is to be done like today must be done in accordance with the provisions of the 2015 regulation. So what is going to come next is not important to be discussed as of now. We are now considering the enforcement of 2015 regulation, and anything that may arise in 2024 regulation may have a different avenue to address when there is irregularities in that particular regulation of 2024. So far, the regulation is not yet in signed into regulation, and so there is no need for us to waste time discussing on it. Let's focus on what is lawful, and that's all.
And talking about laws, you were giving conditions here that if the Political Parties Council did not respond to the opinion, the legal opinion of the Minister of Justice, you will be forced to continue with your process at the East African Court of Justice. Is that correct?
Of course. I think the ministerial legal opinion should be respected by the chairperson, because it is the Minister of Justice and Constitutional Affairs that represents any government institution in case the government institution is dragged to court. So if they are not going to respect the legal opinion from the minister, meaning that they will have no one even to defend them before the East African Court of Justice, because the Minister of Justice is a government attorney general, is a government lawyer who is qualified and authorized under Article 135 to represent government in any case against the government or institution of the government. So this legal opinion should be respected. Should they fail, even the minister himself will not accept to represent something which is unlawful before the court. it will be a waste of time to them. But for my case, I'm ready to make sure the rights provided under the Constitution and the other relevant laws in force in South Sudan are respected, and that the interests of my parties, of my client, which are the political parties, must be respected. Justice must prevail. We are not against anyone, but the rule of law must be respected. Lastly, I would like to once again appreciate the Minister of Justice and Constitutional Affairs for making a precedent and a hard decision to be made, because in the current government, if you make a right decision, you may face dismissal. But he was brave enough to respect the professional ethic by providing the right legal opinion.